We are picking up on Chaf Hey Amud Beis. We are at the second line. We're at the first line at the top of Chaf Hey Amud Beis. So the Mishnah talked about the things that you would translate or not translate, what would be read or not translated, what would be translated or not read. So okay, the Mishnah says the next thing it said. My Salot Ushtei Benosav Nikra Matargim, that the story that happened with Lot after Sodom was destroyed, so they thought that there was no one left in the world, and the Torah goes on to recount how they got him drunk, how they got Lot drunk, and each one of them slept with Lot, and then from that came Ammon and Moab. So the story of Lot and his two daughters, we read it and we also translate it. So Gemara says, Pshita, why wouldn't you? So Ma'od the same in Echoshechvodo de Avraham. You might think they were going to be concerned about the honor of Avram Avinu because he's Lot's uncle. So to talk about it, you hear what happened to Avram's nephew. So still, Kamash Malad, we're not worried about it, and it's okay, and you could read it and translate it. Ma'isa Tamar of Yehuda, Nikra Matargim. The story that happened with Tamar and Yehuda is read and translated. Again, that's the story that that Tamar was married to Yehuda's sons, and each one of them was afraid that they didn't want to get her pregnant, each one of them died prematurely. So Yehuda said that he had one more son left, and he said, kind of like set him aside. And Tamar saw that she wasn't going to end up marrying the brother, so she dressed up as a zona. And when Yehuda was going out, and she ended up having relations with him, and she got pregnant from him. And she said that whoever this belongs to, the simanim that Yehuda had given her, that's the one who got me pregnant. And Yehuda admitted that he was the father. So the story of Tamar and Yehuda is read and is translated. Pshita, why would it not be? So ma'ad same aleich shlichvodo de Yehuda, that really it's the story for Yehuda. It doesn't paint him in the best light that he went out and he found the zona. So really, it doesn't paint him in the best light. Kamash olan shvach Yehuda ode, that no, it's a shvach for Yehuda. Because he admitted that he had what he had done with Tamar, so truly it's a praise for him. So therefore, we do read it. Next, and we said, "Ma'ase Egel Rishon Nikra Matargim," that the story of the Egel Rishon, which again we'll explain what Egel Rishon Egel Hasheni is. So that is read and that is translated. Gemara says, "Pshita." Of course, you would be able to read it. Why wouldn't you? So Gemara answers, "Ma'ud the same Leichos Shuchvod and Shal Yisrael." That maybe we should be afraid about the honor of Klal Yisrael because this painted Klal Yisrael in a bad light because they went ahead and they served an Egel. So that doesn't make him look great. So Kamash Malan calls Shekhen Denichalahu that no, we do want to read it to have the kapara because reading it causes a kapara to be done that they're going to be able to get atoned for reading it. So we do read the story of the Maisa Ego. Klalos and Brachos, Nikon Matargim. Then the Brisa said that the Klalos and the Brachos that were read on the mountain, that we say them and we translate them. My Pshita, why would you not? So Ma'od the same. You might think that perhaps that people are going to hear about the klalos, they're going to get all like, oh my gosh, you know, there's no purpose in doing anything because all these klalos are associated. So one day we're going to die anyway. So let's just eat, drink, and be merry, and there's no reason in doing anything. Kamash Wanda, we're not worried about that, and we said that you could read it and translate it. The next one was Azharos Va'onshin Nikrin Matargim, that when the Torah reads about the warnings and the punishments are going to happen if you do certain averos, we read it and translate it. So why would you not? So Ma'ad the same Onechos Dilma Asulam Eva Meira, because we're afraid that people are only going to do these the mitzvahs now. They're only going to do it out of Yira, out of fear that they're going to get punished. They're not going to do it out of love, and we want that the relationship that Hashem had, that we have with Hashem, is going to be done out of love. So therefore, we say Kamash Malai, we're not concerned that they're only going to do it out of fear. We do say that they're still going to do it out of love, and therefore you could read it. The next one was Ma'isa Amnon with Tamar, Nikra Matargim. The story that happened with Amnon and Tamar, that Amnon forced himself on his sister. He was infatuated with her, and he forced himself on his sister. So that story is read and translated. Ma'ase Avshalom, Nikra Matargim. The story of Avshalom, who slept with his father's wives. That's also read and translated. So Gemara says, Pshita, why would it not be? So Ma'ase same Aleichos Liyakare de David. Maybe we're going to be concerned about the honor of David because, again, this doesn't look good that his son had forced himself on his sister, or it doesn't look good that his son had slept with one of his wives. Kamash Malan, that no, that we still do it, that you're able to read it and translate it. The next one was Ma'isa Pilagash Begiva Nikra Matargim, the story of the Pilagash and Giva. That there were people from the Shevet Binyamin that they forced themselves on this concubine that had stopped by, and it created a tremendous civil war that took place within Bnei Yisrael. So that story is read and translated.
Can I ask a question? When we're saying read and translated, so we don't blame these, right?
What?
Some of these aren't haftorahs, right? What are we talking about?
I'm saying, well, first of all, they may have done it back then. It's not the same cycle necessarily that we have now.
I see. Got it. Okay.
And but again, but some of the other ones are read and translated.
Some are.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, so okay, so then we said,
actually one more,
yeah,
because as far as I know, the Targum is, you know, done as part of the, you know, the Kriya Satorah, the Chumash. Does this mean like Haftorahs too?
Yeah.
Same,
yeah, yeah, they would have it, because again, remember the idea was to teach them Torah, that they would read it and they should understand it. So it's the same. They didn't understand it. They only stood Aramaic, so they had to have a translation that was being done when it was being read.
So what happened to nowadays? No one understands it.
So we don't know. Well, again, but we don't have that. That's the whole United Nations. You can go there and you could have a universal translator. I actually bought a stock once that was going to go very big, they said, because it was going to automatically translate languages into one that you could understand. It didn't. Okay, so you might think that you would not read the story of Pilegash B'Geba because we're afraid about, because again, this is not a good story that happened to Sheva Binyamin. Kamash Malan, that we still do it, it's not a problem. The next one was Hodas Yushalayim is Tov Asah, that we would read that you should make known in Yushalayim the things that were wrong with it. So Nikram Targum that is read and translated. Pshita, why not? Lafukim and Rabbi Lazar, to take away from what Rabbi Lazar said. The Tanya, Maisa, Ba'adam, Echad, there was a certain person, there was one man, Shahaya, Kari, B'maylam, Rebbe Leazar, Hodes, Yushalayim, Esau, said that he was read this section that talked about the things that were bad about, quote unquote, bad about Yushalayim. So Amar Lo, so Rebbe Leazar said to him, Acha Atabodik, B'tovas Yushalayim, while you're sitting here and talking about the derogatory things about Yushalayim, Tell about it, B'tovas Amcha, go look after your mother, okay? Go check into your own lineage. And they found that there was something wrong with his lineage. So even though he was doing it according to what Chacham said, you could do it. But he said, the Rashi said he should have asked Rabbi Eliezer, that he was in that locale, should have asked Rabbi Eliezer, is it okay if I read this section? He didn't. So they found out that there was something wrong with him. Velu Nikum Lo Matagmin. These are the things that are read, but we do not translate them. So what are they? Maisa Ruvain, Nikra Lomatagim. The story of Ruvain is Rebbe, not translated again, where he took the bed of Bila and he moved it into Yaakov's tent after Rachel died. Maisa Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel shehalach leKavol, and there was the story of Rebbe Chanina ben Gamliel went to Kavol. V'haya Korei Chazan Akneset. That's why he bishkon Yisrael. Amar Lo Lomatagim. He said to the Matagim one, Hasik Al Tisrachim Ela. Only read the last one, which again was talking about something. He only wanted the last section of that parsha read. And the Chacham said that was the right thing that he was doing, that he shouldn't have been reading anything else that was involved with it.
Sorry, what parsha is that? By Yibishkon Yisrael?
That was talking about it's again, that's talking about Reuven still. I think that's still talking about Reuven. No, wait.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. So it's still talking about Reuven. Yeah. So it's still talking about Reuven. So he says the only part that you read about it was where it says that the Bnei Yaakov or Shnei Masar, that that's, he said, the part that he should read, and that was still good. Maisa Egel Hasheni Nukav Lo Matargim. So the Maisa Egel Hasheni should be read and not translated. So as you asked last night, Eza Maisa Egel Hasheni, what is this? What do we mean, second Egel Hasheni? There was only one Egel. So I mean, Vayomer Moshe Ad Vayar Moshe. It's talking about what after the whole incident took place, then Moshe Rabbeinu comes down and he says to Aaron, what's going on over here? And Aaron tells him everything that had taken place, and we threw the you know, and the eagle came out, and people were dancing and worshiping it. So that is considered to be the second story of the eagle. Tanya Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, La'olam ye Adam Zahir b'tshuvasav. A person to be very careful in how he answers the question that's being asked. Why? Shemitoch tshuva sheyishiva Aaron l'Moshe pakru ha-ma'arim. That because of the answer that Aaron gave to Moshe, so the ma'arim, the people who were looking to stir up trouble, they had something to rely on. Because Aaron said that the shenemar v'ashicheu be'esh v'yetzer egel zeh, that I threw it into the fire and this egel came out from it. So the people wanted the rabble rousers. They said, oh look, there is some sort of avodah zar because there was just a fire and an egel came out from it. Really, what happened was that he threw the Shem Hashem was what was thrown into the fire, and that's what caused the eagle to come out. I think it says it was Alei Shor, was a pasuk that he'd thrown in there. So, but because he didn't say more specifically what happened, so people thought, oh, there is some sort of other power that there is of this eagle that there was, that, and so for Aaron should have. So a person should be more careful in how they answer when a question's asked.
What exactly was the
Egel
Sheni?
After Moshe comes and asks Aaron what's happening, and Aaron's recounting to him what it was. So it's not a separate incident, it's just a recounting of the first incident. Birchas Kohanim, Nikrim V'lo Metargamim. We read Birchas Kohanim, we read it, and we don't translate it. My Taima, Mishum Dechsiv, Yisa, it says, Yisa Hashem, Panei V'lecha, that Hashem, it seems that Hashem is showing favoritism to Klal Yisrael, so we don't read it. Even though we are deserving of favoritism, because Rashi says that Hashem says to them that you should only v'chalta v'savata v'irachta, and we bench, even if we only eat a little bit, we're still going to bench also. So Hashem says, why would I not show favoritism to a nation that goes so far beyond to be able to give me brachos? So he does do it. Maisa David v'Amnon lo nikrim lo mitargamin. The story of David and Amnon is not read and it's not translated. So Gemara says, v'Amrit Maisa Amnon v'Tamar nikrim mitargamin. We said before that the story of Amnon and Tamar is read and translated. So why are you saying here that you can't? So Akasha hadachsev Amnon ben David hadachsev Amnon stama. If it says Amnon ben David, that it's talking about the lineage of David is, then we don't read it and we don't translate it. Where it just says Amnon stam, then the story with what happened to his sister, then we do read it and we translate it. Tan Rabbana. Kala mikros haksuv in b'Torah lignai karnosol shvach. Anytime that the Torah would write something, and normally this is not talking about where something would be written like for bad and for good. It says about sometimes the Torah would write certain describing certain body parts or certain body fluids. So if there's one of two ways that it could write it, so the Torah would try to write it in a nicer way rather than in a more indelicate way. Where do we see examples? Kagon, Yishagelna, Yishagavna. They're talking about where someone was going to sleep with someone else's wife, so it uses Yishakevna is a better wording. But Oflin, Vatchorim, when it's talking about those two, which is talking about different body, it's talking about describing the backside of a person. Again, it's more delicate. Lechol es charoseim, Lishtos es meimei shineim. It says to eat the chorehem and to drink the meimei shineim, which is talking about that they would eat... and lechol es tosam, Lishtos es meimei raglem, which is talking about eating pigeon droppings when they were very hungry. So again, it just translates that they would drink fluids from them instead of saying pigeon droppings. Lemachros, lemotzos, we would change that. Rabbi Shira Makarcha Amer, lemachros kishman. No, you do say lemachros kishman. Why? Because that's talking about something that's derogatory to idol worshippers. So therefore, when we're talking about idol worshippers, we're not trying to be delicate with them. We want to hit them with both fists. So we're okay with saying whatever we want about them. And connected to that, Amar Rav Nachman, Kol Etzanusa Asira Bar Mitzlusa Davaros Kacham D'Sharia. That all Etzanus, being frivolous, that you're really not supposed to be doing that unless you're making fun of Avodah Zarah. Where do we see that? Tichsiv Kara Kol Kores Leib Nivo Uksiv Karsu Karu Yachta Lo Yachlu Malit Masa. They're talking about the idols. So to speak, trying to go to the bathroom, and they're not able to relieve themselves. So apparently, that's a very funny thing. I don't know. Rav Yani Amar Mahacha Le'agalos Beis Avon Yaguru Shachan Shomron Kiyachal Alav Amo Chmarav Alav Yigilu. Again, with that Akvodo Kigalim Imenu Al Tikri Kvodo El Kvedo. Again, talking about this Kvedo, this burden, which is again is talking about the inability that the idol had to relieve itself. Amar Avuna Bar Manoach Mishmei Drav Acha Brei Drav Ika Shari Le'le Bar Yisrael Amemar Le'le Ova Kuchavim Shachli Le'ros Kuchavim Va'anchei Bishin Tav Shelo. A person's able to tell someone who's over in Avodah Zarah, basically take your idol and stick it where the sun don't shine. Okay, that's what where it's at. Bishin Tav Shelo is talking about sticking it in his tochis. I don't know how to say that in a better way. So I think the sun don't shine is a better way. Ravashi Haima the Simari Shimnai. Anyone who has a reputation that he's loose with women, Shari Levazuye Begimel Bishin. You're able to embarrass him with Gimel and Shin, which Rashi says is bringing down that either that he's the son of a Gerusa or he's a Shma Sarario, which it's insulting to his mother. That if you know that this person's doing something, you're even able to go so far as to insult him by making fun of his mother, by calling her derogatory terms. And to end off the parak in a nicer way, Haiman the Shapra Shemune, Sharla Shabuche, someone who has a very good reputation, you're able to praise him. And as Anna may recognize from when we have done Hilchos Lashon Hara, but... And actually, it says it here in the notes also. The Chafetz Chaim says you should even be careful in praising someone, because when you go to praise someone, there's also it can inevitably lead to lashon hara about him. So you have to be careful with that also. But if you have someone who has a sterling reputation, you could be mishabechem uman deshabche yenuchu kal brachos harosho. And someone who does praise him, so he's going to all the brachos that are on his hand. Hadolach akaretz megillah omeid. And we are going to start the next parak tomorrow night.